Good morning. I hope everyone can hear me. My name is Gopo, and I'll be presenting something that I've been working on with my supervisors, Dr. Jose and Dr. Awas. Data management has always been a very important aspect of our lives. We delete data, we edit data, we create data, and this has always taken place in our own computers, in our own homes. But with the introduction of cloud computing, everything has kind of like shifted to the cloud. So now we have to manage data that is in the cloud. So we still have to edit, we still have to delete data. But the big question is, can we still do the same things in the cloud the way we used to do them or the way we are used to? Although there are very kind of like less studies on deletion, users of the cloud, they've always showed concerns about deletion. They have always asked questions in blogs and in forums asking about like, how do you delete this or how do you do this? And of recently, we have seen, like in the news, what happened with Dropbox, that some users, they started seeing the files that they deleted long time ago reappearing again. And also, you have found like about what happened with iCloud, the browser history that was being kept over the retention period that was mentioned in the policies. But what I want to stress here is that, but still, deletion, people have, like in research, people who talk about deletion, they only mention it, but they never kind of like go in depth and try to explain what is happening behind it and everything. But I want to also to know that, without deletion, data lifecycle is not complete. So that's why me and my colleagues, we decided to do a study on cloud deletion. We wanted to understand how people delete and their coping strategies. Basically, we wanted to understand the practices, their practices. How do people like see deletion? And our research questions, we wanted to understand what motivates users to delete. And also, we wanted to understand their success stories and their failures, what makes them fail. And we also wanted to know, like, what kind of strategies do people adopt when they cannot delete? And in some cases, we went to the extent of trying to understand what are the consequences of these strategies that users were adopting. And at the end, we also wanted to understand what do users really want when it comes to deletion. To do this study, we decided to do it following a qualitative approach because the main thing was we wanted to understand the behavior. And then we decided to use grounded theory because we wanted to understand why they behave the way they behave. So we had an online survey that we were using to recruit a lot of people. And in our sample, we were looking for people who were active cloud users and they had two or more cloud services. And preferably, we were looking for people who were doing something like using a storage service or a data processing service. We started analyzing our data immediately after we conducted like the first two interviews, and then we started analyzing data. I'm going to now present the results, and I'm going to start with what we found in terms of motivations. And also then I'll move into the causes of failures and then look at how they cope with the failures. And then at the end, I will go into users' desires and then I will simply summarize our result. What we found that users' motivations to delete can be grouped into four groups. That is, they can either be privacy-driven or they can be storage-driven as well as policy or expectancy-driven. Those people who delete because they are concerned about their privacy, we realize that most of the time is because of their lack of trust into the provider. So if you somehow believe that your provider is not going to keep your data safe, we realize that people would normally delete for that. Storage-driven. Most of the people, they delete because they want more storage. So simply, if you are given 5 gigabytes, what you do is that when you reach or you want to save something new. So we found that people then would just opt to delete. And some people, they would just delete to just keep their storage tidy. We also found that there are some users who delete because they have to follow some kind of rules. Or maybe you are working for a certain company and then you are required not to use a certain service, but you know how people are. They will always want to use some services because they are used to them. And we found that if you're using a different service, whenever you finish doing whatever you're doing, you immediately want to delete. We also found that some people, they delete, or their motivations to delete depend on the skill or the ability to delete. If you know how to delete, you simply, when you want to delete, you simply just click delete. And some people, we found that most people, they deleted because at first when they were using the cloud, they didn't know that they were using it, but then later on they found out that, oh, I'm actually using the cloud, and suddenly they get scared and then they delete. What causes deletion? Although users' intentions are to delete, it's not everyone who can delete. And I believe that even in this room, there are some people here who cannot delete. And we found that normally this is because of insufficient knowledge, insufficient information on deletion. We found that most people could not delete because they were saying that, well, there's no enough information on deletion, and some people were saying that they think deletion information is in the terms and conditions, but they are too long to read, so they don't know exactly what the terms and conditions say about deletion. Some people were saying, well, whenever we try to delete, we'll get this pop-up or feedbacks, and sometimes it's hard to understand. What we found out is that lack of understanding of, lack of information on deletion leads to a lack of understanding of deletion. And this also leads to incomplete mental models of deletion. In our study, we identified 8 mental models. And most of these mental models, they were misunderstanding of things like synchronization folder or retention period or levels of deletion. And some people, they didn't even know whether there was a deleted folder item or something like that. Or they didn't even know how that works. We kind of like divided our or grouped our mental models. We realized that some were most popular. And I'll just, if you want to learn more about our mental models, just look at the paper. But I will just pick one here, like cloud within hour. We realized there's a lot of misunderstanding about what the cloud is. People find it very difficult to distinguish between an application that consumes or uses the cloud and the cloud itself. For example, someone who uses their camera and back up their photos in the cloud. Sometimes they would be confused, not knowing that actually when they delete a photo from their camera app, it doesn't actually delete from the cloud itself. Another interesting thing is about shared folders. During our interviews, what we did was we had scenarios that we explained to users because we wanted to understand how they see and how they understand deleting from shared folders. And most of our participants, they said that deletion was one-sided. That is, if they're part of a shared folder, when they delete, it will get deleted from their side, not from other people's side. But I want to caution you, when we were doing this study, most of our cloud services, they had not yet updated their interfaces, and some of them right now, when you delete from a shared folder, they would give a feedback. But before, there was nothing like that. Going on to interfaces, like other studies have found before, that sometimes people cannot do something because of interfaces. We also found that some people could not delete because of how interfaces were. Some were saying that, well, when we try to delete, it's very hard to know how to delete, especially people who were deleting from mobile phone. They said, well, I have this application. I can do whatever I want. But when it comes to deletion, I don't know how to really delete. So I have to delete from a different interface. Some people were talking about effort, that sometimes, let's say, for example, you have a mobile phone in your pocket. It keeps on taking pictures. And then by the time you realize and you want to delete, you realize that, well, from the mobile application, it will take you ages to delete. So then they will tend not to delete. And other people were complaining about buggy software. It's like you try to delete, you refresh, you try to delete, the file is still there. Coping strategies. We identified that a few coping strategies that our participants were adopting whenever they could not delete. First one that I'll discuss a few of them. The first one would be like head in the sand. Most of people, when they cannot delete, they will just decide to ignore the file. And some people, when they can't delete, they would leave the service and go another service. Some people will decide not to include everything in the cloud. They would only include files that they don't care about. But if it's something that they care about, they would normally not put it in the cloud. And some people will say, well, I can delete from a synchronization folder. So that's the only place where I can delete. So even if they want to delete from a mobile phone, they cannot. So they will wait until they get to their computer and delete from a sync folder. Some people simply would just ask for help. Some people were saying, when I try to delete file A, I cannot delete file A. So what I tend to do is I will try to look for another file to delete. And some people are saying, like one of our participants said, well, the first time I tried to delete from my iCloud, I couldn't delete. So I thought, well, you know, I shouldn't ask anybody because she was feeling embarrassed that she could not delete. And then she said, second time, when I really needed to save some more files, what I had to do was simply buy more storage. So now she keeps on buying more storage whenever she wants to delete. What we found like what users want, that users want transparency in deletion. They want clear policies on deletion, how their data will be handled or how their data will be deleted. Some people mentioned that, well, they want complete deletion. That is, they want when they delete that their data be totally removed or permanently removed from the cloud. Some people said, well, we don't just want complete deletion, but we want control over deletion. That is, when I delete something, I want to be the one who mentions or who decides the retention period after I delete, or be the one who decides whether a file should go into the deleted item or should permanently be deleted right there. And some of our users said, well, they want a contact point where they can ask for help when they need help. In summary, we found what motivates our users or users to delete, and we categorized this in four groups. But then we realized that not everyone can delete, and then we also tried to find what makes them not be able to delete. And we also found that it is not only interfaces, but also mental models. How they think about deletion also affects how can contribute to their problems. We found that insufficient information on deletion leads to bad mental models. And then we found coping strategies, and we found that users, they have a way of coping with not being able to delete. And then we also found that the motivations to delete, they affect their coping strategies, as well as the mental models. For example, if your intentions are privacy-driven, then you realize that you are likely to exclude files that you think they are more private or sensitive, rather than to just ignore the file in the cloud. This is our takeaways. We believe that deletion policies should be transparent enough for users, and also deletion information should be easy to understand and easily accessible. That is, that when a user is using service X and they cannot delete from service X, they shouldn't be required to go to Google and try to search how to delete, but they should find information in service X. We also believe that improving service feedback so that users can understand, and this will understand the feedbacks, and this will help them to have better mental models. And also we believe that education on deletion should be prioritized, and also it should be customized to help and to help mature weak mental models. Thank you.
Kopo, thank you very much. Very interesting talk today.
Thank you.
I have maybe a question and a comment for you. I'm with RSA, for what it's worth, and we are a subsidiary of a much larger company that deals almost exclusively in storage. And I can tell you, the customers in the industry space that I work with, most of those folks have long since moved past the point of expending a lot of mental energy around deletion outside of the policy area. There are significant regulatory requirements to do that. So question number one is, in terms of using cost as a variable that you may or may not have tracked, was that something you were paying attention to or were able to draw any conclusions from? Was that a decision point for the end users of these cloud services in terms of what they were going to do with the data or not?
Thank you for your question. When we did our study, to be honest, at first, our intention was to understand if users understood deletion. And then during the interviews, that's when everything changed. We realized that they could not delete. And then we went into like trying to understand why they cannot delete. And in terms of things like looking at whether they had a mental model or a mental threat model about what could happen to undeleted data. Some people, yes, they shared with us that, well, you know, if I cannot delete this file, it can fall into the wrong hands and all so on. But we didn't specifically look at things like the cost, even to delete.
Okay, fair enough. And then my closing comment for you is, if you have not yet read or heard about Victor Meyer's book, which is titled Delete, The Virtue of Forgetting in a Digital Age, I think you would find that a fascinating source to further inform your work.
All right, thank you very much.
Hi, thanks for the talk. I have a question. Did you find any differences in mental models of people who are using different types of software? I mean, maybe the root cause is the different best practices in the usability scenarios in this software.
Yeah, we realized that because when we're doing our sampling, we're looking for people who kind of like use two or more services. And then from our result, yes, we found that different services, people like have different mental models or they have they think differently about the services. And then even looking at what their coping strategies, some people will say, well, when I'm using service X, this is what I would do. But when I'm using service Y, this is what I would do. So we kind of found those differences. And again, I would say that we found that not all incorrect or incomplete mental models will lead to failure to delete. Some were incorrect mental models, but still, they allowed users to delete.
Ulyssa, University of Maryland, great work. You mentioned that people understood the idea of one-sided deletion, but they also wanted like instant and permanent deletion. So did you end up seeing a conflict between those two things, or did they express dissatisfaction with like deleting from a shared folder but imagining that the file still existed?
Thank you for the question. Well, the thing is, what we not only about shared folders, but we found a lot of contradicting things. And simply this was because of how they thought about deletion. One of the things that some of the users were saying was that in terms of a shared folder, when you upload a file into a shared folder, they were saying basically what happens is that a copy, each member of the shared folder will receive a copy. So that is how they thought about it. And that's why they think some people were saying when you delete your copy, other people still have a copy. But some people would say, no, still, when I delete mine, it will get deleted from everybody because we are all accessing one copy.
Thanks. Yeah.
So you mentioned one of your conclusions was to sort of think about designs that help people understand the implications and the mental models. I mean, could you actually design that into the interface, like showing, hey, there's copies here and here and here and here, and if you do this action, this is what's going to happen to those copies? Or you made this general recommendation, but I was wondering if you thought about sort of the specifics of designing to help people think through those things.
Yeah, we haven't gone to that stage yet, but it's something that we're going to look into, like how we can influence those mental models, especially the ones that were really, really poor. So we're going to work on it or something like that. Thank you.